What's up, Potterheads? Today we're going to be doing the life story of Hagrid. Hagrid's one of my favorite characters because I just find him, like, funny, and he's just, like, cool, you know? Anyways, so yeah, I hope you guys like him too because, you know, I don't really think, like, you can't not like him. So I'm going to start with a few facts about him, and yeah. So he was born on the 6th of December in 1928. The Forest of Dean, West Country, England. His blood status is part human, half giant. His material status is single, also known as Hagger by Grob. He is a professor, the keeper of keys, and the grounds of Hogwarts. Physical information. He's half giant. He's a male. He is 11 feet and 6 inches. He has black hair, black eyes, and his family information is Mr. Hagrid, father, dead. Firwulfa, mother, dead. Grop, maternal half-brother. Grop's father, stepfather. Jim Hamilton, possible relation. His enemies, Brody Hudson and Patrick Dunbar. Magical characteristics, Bogart, Lord Voldemort, wand, 16-inch oak, unknown core. Patronus doesn't have one. So, his house, Gryffindor, and his loyalty, Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry, Order of the Phoenix, the Hagrid family, Albus Dumbledore, and Harry Potter, obviously. So let's get down to his life story. Professor Rubeus Hagrid, born December 6, 1928, was a half-giant wizard, son of Mr. Hagrid and the giantess Firwulfa, elder brother, half-brother of the giant Grop. I don't know how to say it. Hagrid attended Hogwarts School Witchcraft and Wizardry in 1940 and was sorted into Gryffindor House. In Hagrid's third year, he was framed by Tom Riddle for the crime of opening the Chamber of Secrets. That was not him. It was actually Tom Riddle. You know that. And using his pet Arcomot, I don't know, to attack several Muggle-born students and eventually kill one of them. Though Hagrid's wand was snapped when he was expelled, he was trained as a gamekeeper of Hogwarts and was allowed to live on the school grounds at the request of Albus Dumbledore. Obviously, because they're close and they're, yeah. Hagrid, you know, gets so pissed off when someone says something bad about Dumbledore. Okay. In 1991, Hagrid was given the task of reintroducing Harry Potter to the wizarding world. In 1993, Hagrid would assume the post of the Care of Magical Creatures Professor after the retirement of Professor Sylvanus Kettleburn. As a member of both the original and reinstated Order of the Phoenix, Hagrid fought in several battles at the First and the Second Wizarding Wars, including the Battle of Hogwarts in 1998. By 2017, he was still living and presumed by still teaching and tending to his game-keeping duties at Hogwarts. His early life. Hagrid was born on the 6th of December. I've repeated that way too many times. And to Mr. Hagrid in the West Country of England in the Forest of Dean, where he acquired the distinctive accent. When Hagrid was about 3, his mother returned to her giant colony, leaving his father to raise him alone. Hagrid said he had very few memories of his mother from childhood, but remembered his father fondly. As a half-giant, he overtook his father in size by the age of 6, and amused by the tiny wizard by picking him up and setting him on the top of a dresser when Hagrid was annoyed with him. Later, when talking to Harry, Ron, and Hermione about the death of his mother, Hagrid admitted that she was not a great mother at all. I feel like that's kind of sad because he, like, kind of had, like, rough time and, like, you know, and his mother wasn't there and his dad died and he got kicked out of his school because of stupid Tom Riddle. So let's read a little bit about his school years at Hogwarts. Hagrid's father was thrilled when his son was accepted at Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry. When Hagrid began his education in 1940, and he was sorted into the Gryffindor house during his third year, Hagrid acquired one in what would be a long line of dangerous pets, a young Acromant, the big spider things, which he named Aragog. The same year, fifth student Tom Marvolo Riddle, aka Voldemort, would go to become Lord Voldemort, opened the Chamber of Secrets and unleashed a far more dangerous monster. While Riddle used to attack and petrify a number of Muggle-born students, till he finally caused the death of a girl named Myrtle Warren, also known as Moaning Myrtle. When the school was threatened with closing, a sequentially high underdesired by Riddle, the boy found out about Aragog, turned Hagrid in as the culprit. He had even further slandered Hagrid with accusations of raising werewolf cubs under his bed and running off into the Forbidden Forest to wrestle trolls. Hagrid protected Aragog and helped him flee to the Forbidden Forest. However, he was shortly thereafter expelled from Hogwarts, a fate that he was relieved that his father never knew of, having died during Hagrid's second year. I'm sorry, I really can't speak. Following his expulsion, the Ministry of Magic forbade Hagrid from practicing magic and destroyed his wand. Then transfigured teacher Albus Dumbledore, who was convinced that Hagrid was innocent, nonetheless convinced the headmaster, Armand Odipit, to give Hagrid the job of gamekeeper and allow him to remain a resident of the school. Hagrid continued to do magic using his pink umbrella, while most likely contained the broken fragments of his wand, or perhaps even his entire wand intact, reconstructed for him by Dumbledore using the Elder Wand. So that's pretty much it about our dear friend Hagrid. He had quite a few interesting pets over the years. Like, he had his, the giant spider. He had his, like, a dragon. He, like, had that dragon egg, and he really liked those things. So I think that was pretty cool, but also illegal. So I will see you guys next time.